Hello, this is Billy Brim, and welcome your cheery, bright voices. Last week, we had all 50 states, and we had Washington, D.C., and we had several other nations joining us. And it sounds to me like we might be pretty close to it today. I want to thank every one of you for being on here and for your dedication to what our Lord told us, to rule and to reign in Jesus Christ. I want to make an announcement that tomorrow, Hannah, my granddaughter Hannah, and Lynn Hammond will be hosting a special prayer call at 10 a.m. Central Time on the same number you dial in for this Israel prayer call. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. That little Hannah of mine, I tell you, oh my goodness gracious, she is such a prayer and praise. She's been a very close. Lynn and Lucy kind of took Hannah under their wings when she was just a very little girl, as did some other prayers. So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., same number you came in today. On Sunday, Resurrection Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., since we don't have the meeting, 3 o'clock meeting out at the chapel at Prayer Mountain, we've been on a prayer call. And it's not as many of you as there are today, but it's very effective. And I put out a tweet, and I sent a text to as many people as I could think of, throwing out that challenge from Pat Robertson. He just became livid one day last week, and he said, "What in the world is this that a little old inert bug can cow nations, the world? But most of all, how terrible to think that it could do such a thing in the face of the body of Christ." So last Resurrection Sunday, I was on my son's church service. He called me, and we did it, and I had lots of pastors from around the country that said, "We're going to do it with you." So we absolutely took authority over that coronavirus and told it to cease and desist and to die. And we absolutely believe that it happened. And I want to thank every one of you that did it. Now, about authority, when you take authority, there are some things you need to know. You can't blink. Just recently, yesterday, in fact, I was on a phone call with some dear friends, and enemies been having some high carnival in their lives. And she asked me to say where I saw that she missed it, and so I did. And I counseled them for a while. Now, here's what it is. When you take authority in your own life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're taking authority over something, then you stand your ground. You don't blink. I saw that that's what's happening to her over and over. She thinks she takes her authority, and then when things, in this case, it was a little like a poltergeist in her kitchen, then suddenly she would just cave and start saying all the things and listing all the bad things the devil did to her. You don't ever want to post a notice on the devil's bulletin board. Here's what the devil did to me. Oh, my. No. When you take your authority, then Philippians 1:28, in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. When we are signs, God's signs. He made us to be signs. In Ephesians it says that his ultimate purpose, his plan of all the ages, was that we would manifest God to those principalities and powers. And so that's just what we did last Sunday. And that's just what we're hanging on to today. We absolutely tell you, join me right now, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are seated far above you. We have spoken to you to cease and die with your coronavirus. We command it. We speak to it like the fig tree, and we have spoken to it to dry up from the roots, and that's what's happened. So, I said to her, Philippians 1:28, in no thing terrified by your adversaries. We are not terrified by coronavirus. We are not terrified. Now, which is to them who, our adversaries, an evident token. A token is a sign. The first token, the word token is used in the translation of English in the rainbow. God put a sign in the sky. And then it says that when they put the blood on the doorpost, it was a token, a sign to the devil. You're not coming in here with your death angel. And then it says that Rahab's red cord was a token. So we display the token that we are not terrified by our adversaries. An evident token. That means you can see it. It's in plain sight. An evident token. I think of it like a neon sign. A token of what? To the adversaries. Perdition. What is their perdition? Doom. It's a sign which says to the devil. I see it like a blinking neon sign. You're doomed. You're doomed. You're doomed. COVID-19, you're doomed. You're doomed. You're doomed. But to you of salvation. So it's a sign, a blinking sign. We're saved. We're saved. We're saved. Hallelujah. Our economy is saved. We are saved. And that sign is from God. That's the sign we displayed this morning. Philippians 1:28 in the Amplified. And do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God. Folks, I'm reading from Philippians 1:28. Thank God we've got some prayer warriors on here, and we are not frightened. We have been sitting in our chairs of authority. I was just thinking, I wish I could know how many who sit in their seats of authority every morning and their families have been protected and their loved ones and they've had no cases of coronavirus. I tell you, folks, I should have had it because we were traveling where it was. We were in airports, all of this and that. And praise God, hallelujah. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on we can sit in our seats of authority like God told us to in Ephesians 1, and we can, across to the Micaiah, we can call this thing down. And in the name of Jesus, I'm not bragging on us, but thank God we have no cases of it in our family. We have no cases of it in our ministry. We have no cases of it in the folks that work with us. So we are just thankful to God and praise Him and give Him glory. The devil watches you. He watches your countenance. He watches you. It says in here that it's a token to your adversaries. They're watching you. They're watching you. Psalm 27:11 says, "Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." That mine enemies, if you have a good reference Bible, it will tell you that the Hebrew says, "those who watch me closely." So we don't want to be giving the devil any signs, and we are not giving the devil any signs. We are. Well, I'm telling you what I believe and what I think I've received. I'm not sure. I won't just post this that Billy Brim said she received from the Lord, but I see a sharp decline in April and by May 1st, an evident victory, by May 1st. Some wonderful things are happening in Israel. This is a prayer call for Israel. And they are trying, they had six cases that were just, the people were so sick, and they had something wrong with them before they got COVID-19. And on those six people, they tried a treatment, and they reported in the news today that they've had 100% survival rate, and that the people are having, they're all getting better, even from what they had before. So praise God. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. Let's praise Him and thank Him together. Oh, Father, we just praise you and thank you. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, Holy Father, that it makes a difference. We thank you, dear Father, that you have given us weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We want to thank you that COVID-19 is pulled down in the name above every name, and by our weapons of the blood, and our weapons of the word, and our weapons of taking speaking authority. Oh, God, how we do praise you that you have said in your word in Colossians that you have translated us out of the realm, out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the control of darkness, out of all of that Eastern Ocombra, and you have put it under our feet. We want to thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I want to praise you for every person on this line. People who will take their authority, Lord, and not be pushed around by the enemy, but show signs and manifest God. I want to thank you for every single one of them. Praise God for them. Hallelujah. We lift up, Lord, today we lift up our president. We lift up our people on this line. I have prime ministers and presidents and Old Testament bad kings. We want to thank you for every good nudge, thought, idea that you have placed in their hearts and minds. I want to thank you, Father. I want to praise you. Of course, here, I and many on this line, we're lifting up President Trump. And because this is a prayer call for Israel, we believe we have the right to lift up Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz and President Rivlin. Father, help us. Help them. And we want to thank you for all the help that you've given them. We want to praise you, Lord, and give you glory for the angels that surround them, for the Holy Spirit influence on them. And Holy Father, I like to draw a bloodline. Everybody join me. Let's draw a bloodline around our president and vice president. A bloodline that stops evil counsel. There is a mountain in Israel that they call, it's right near Jerusalem, they call it the Mount of Evil Counsel. There David's son Absalom and his trusted friends, David's formerly trusted advisors, met out there and took evil counsel. That's what the Bible calls it too. So we come against evil counsel. In the name, above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yehovah Yeshua, in the name that was bestowed upon him, the name that he inherited, the name that he earned by conquest, and the name that he gave to us, and the authority that he gave to us, we come right now against evil counsel. Evil counsel concerning the coronavirus. Evil counsel concerning economy, the economy. The economy, the economy. The economy of Israel. The economy of the world, the economy of the United States, the economy of everyone. You evil counsel, you die before you reach the decision-making process. And Father, we ask you to raise up good counsel, right counsel, righteous counsel for the leaders of this world, for the leaders of the various countries, in the name above every name. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just do thank you. 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 I saw on a television report that the European Union, which has taken a big blow, because they, of course, put forth, as our lady from the UK knows, they put forth the idea of open borders, and now the countries are closing their borders, and they're going back to what was a nasty word, nationalism. And so, God, we lift up Europe. We lift it up. Oh, Father. Oh, Shemakara, France, and Isabro Tobre, Italy, and mustered up Spain and all the countries and the people. Oh, praise your name, Lord. And you know, we lift up Israel. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You're guiding their leaders. And there are other things that are still going on. Iran. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for guiding and protecting that little island there in the midst of hostile nations. I don't know whether it was in the news this morning, so it probably happened today because it's already evening in Israel. But there's an alleged Israeli strike along the Syrian-Lebanese border. Now, when we go to Israel, we stand right on that border, and we look over into the Bekaa Valley. So evidently, a jeep traveling from Syria into the Lebanon's Bekaa Valley was destroyed by a drone. And they think it's Israel. I'm sure it's Israel. But it says an alleged Israeli aircraft struck a vehicle. Might be an aircraft, I don't know. Struck a vehicle on Lebanon's border with Syria. Reports from Lebanon said Wednesday. According to the reports, the strike by an unmanned, no, that would be a drone, an unmanned combat aircraft targeted a Jeep Cherokee traveling from Syria into Lebanon, despite the border between the two countries being closed both ways, except for trade, since mid-March due to the coronavirus. The car was missing its license plate and had tinted windows. It had been traveling 45 kilometers from the Syrian capital of Damascus across the Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. And some reports suggest that the strike had been targeting a Hezbollah operative who had been smuggling weapons to the Lebanese terror group. While Israel has not commented on the matter, several drone strikes blamed on the Jewish state have killed several Hezbollah operatives in southern Syria on the Golan Heights, where they had been trying to establish a permanent military presence. Last week, the IDF accused the Syrian army of helping Hezbollah publishing video footage from the border showing a Syrian Arab army officer, along with a number of other military officers, and the head of Hezbollah's southern command walking the border. One of the things that they have been doing, and this looks like they may have targeted someone who's planned it, is bringing things into the region that would give them precise missiles, very precise missiles, not the kind that just kind of scattershot, but very precision missiles, they called. So it's a very interesting thing that Israel said. Now, they don't admit that they did it, but the IDF said, consider this a warning. So that goes on. That's so close, folks. If you could stand there with us when we go. Father, we just praise you, and let's thank him right now and praise him and pray. Father, in the name above all names, we just thank you for the military. We know that Israel doesn't depend on that military. We know that they depend on you. But God, you have seen fit to raise them up an army. And you are called Yahweh Sabaoth. You are called Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. And I know Israel is one of your armies. And Holy Father, they're so young. So many of them are so young. Thank you for protecting them. And I know Ronnie Levy's son was a commander with the clones. And Father, in the name above all names, we thank you for giving those young people quick reflexes. We thank you for giving their officers guidance and protecting that land. We praise you, Father, in these end of days for all that you're doing, all that you're doing. Let's just praise him for all that he's doing. We don't see all that you're doing, Lord, but we do praise you for it and give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, folks, we're on television, and we're on the God Channel. We're on, of course, the Victory Network. And you can get us on that Victory Network many ways. You can get it by Roku. You can get it by Dish. You can get it lots of ways. And then you can go online and get our programs. I think we even have them on our online. But I'm going to begin. I'm going to make some television programs. We're going to start next Thursday and Friday. And I'm going to do a series on what is God doing in the three groups of peoples. The Jews, the nations, and the church in these end of days. I'm telling you, folks, I can just look in every one of those groups and I see God at work. Thank God Jesus is coming soon. We want to thank God. This was in the Israeli paper. This was in the Jerusalem Post. But Germany arrested five suspected ISIS members for planned attacks on the United States. The Federal German Prosecutor's Agency announced on Wednesday that five alleged Islamic State members, a cell that they had planted there, were arrested for planning terrorism attacks against the United States forces. Remember how we pray, folks, that nothing would be, nothing. We know it's written in Hebrews that nothing is hidden to the one that we work with. The one that we serve in fellowship with, our God, our Father. Nothing's, and he revealed that. He revealed that, and we praise him for it. We want to thank you, Father, for everything that's been stopped, everything that's been revealed. Now, praise God, we have prayed for our president, and I read an article, a really good article in the Jerusalem Post today. President Trump announced Tuesday that we will immediately stop funding the World Health Organization, which was scheduled to receive $893 million from the U.S. The president's action is the first step needed to spark meaningful reform in the U.N. organization. This is what the article said. He stopped our funding because, and the article in the Jerusalem Post, if you want to read it, it's an op-ed piece. And it talks about four reasons why it was absolutely necessary for us to stop this UN thing and the World Health Organization. They just didn't handle things right. Everything was wrong coming out of them. So we stopped. That will save a little money there, $893 million. And so this article was saying what that was right to do. Now, in the, I don't even, this is, this is so confusing. The Likud, which is Benjamin Netanyahu's party, and the Blue and White, which is Benny Gantz, are talking again. Well, one day I think they formed a unity government, and then the next day it says they haven't, but now they're talking. So whatever that means, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Blue and White leader have instructed their teams to immediately resume intensive negotiations on an emergency government. Evidently, they've had 5 days when they didn't talk, but now they're talking again. So, bless the Lord. Father, in the name above every name, we're on this call because you told us to pray for Israel. You told us to pray, Holy Father, for the shalom of Yerushalayim. That means wholeness, no division. God, we have to repent for the extreme division that's been manifested in the United States government and parties, and the same thing in Israel. Holy One, you have written, a house divided can't stand. And so, in whatever way Israel can become united, Lord. The perfect. We can't have the perfect government here on earth until we have the perfect King of Kings. But right now, Father, whatever state of unity they can reach, and we in the United States can reach, and people on this line, their governments can reach, whatever state that for the United States and Israel right now, but help us to come into the unity that would bring us some blessings. Dear Father, oh, Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Israel, we worship you and thank you and give you glory, and we lift up the body of Christ. Dear Father, we have seen some unity. We've seen people binding together and helping, and we just thank you for every bit of it, but we ask you for more. We ask you for more. We ask you, Holy Father, to move upon the hearts of the believers, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do pray that we'll lay down our differences and we will unite in our head. You are the head, Jesus, and we are the body. Oh, Father, thank you that when you raise the head, you raise the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body in him. We want to thank you for the authority that you have given us and that you have put the enemy under our feet. And right here today on this phone call, in the name above every name, we restate the fact that we have used our authority together and brought down the virus. Whose report do we believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Father, we want to thank you. Father, we give you glory. Praise your holy name both now and evermore. I read an article in the Word of Faith magazine. It was Timeless Treasures that Kenneth Hagin Ministries always uses. It has an article by Brother Hagin. And it was about a kind of prayer, he said, that most people never get into because they don't pray long enough to do it. And that's tongues, praying in tongues. I read that article yesterday morning, and I spent an extended time praying in tongues. Oh, what a blessing it is. Oh, how it brings you into the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Your Spirit and the Holy Spirit lifts you to that spiritual realm which is above the fray and gives you utterance past your mind. To pray the mysteries of God. And so, dear prayer warriors, let's increase our praying in tongues. We had a campaign some time ago for around-the-clock praying in tongues, and people are still doing it. They're still doing their 30 minutes of praying in tongues. What a blessing, what a blessing that he gave us a language and he gives us utterance past our minds. So I want to thank you, bless the Lord, and encourage you. And we will be praying at noon out at Prayer Mountain, and this is one that's streamed live. I'll see you then. And next Sunday, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. And then, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Hannah and Lynn Hammond, when those two get into prayer, you better have your prayer boots on. Same number you called here. Shalom, shalom. Have a blessed day.